It's Montgomery Gentry on Bear Country 95.3. It's 7:49. It's sunny. And right now, 58 degrees here in Greenfield. Tuesday mornings, as we do, as we head towards 8 o'clock, we check in with Mick over at Montague Webworks with the Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Mick.
Hey, Kevin. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. In mid-vacation, came in just for you.
Oh, thanks, man. Got a little staycation going on this year?
Yeah, well, we went, and now we're going to do some camping locally. We went up to Maine. And
fantastic.
Yeah, and then the Salisbury State Park in the northeast corner of
beautiful
Massatucky.
Yeah.
It's really nice out there.
Was it? Were you there this weekend?
Yeah, I was there yesterday and the day before.
Yesterday probably a pretty nice. Day before a little sticky. Was it sticky?
It was
there?
Pretty sticky.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And it rained, but it was okay.
Who'd you bring with you this
morning? I brought in my daughter, Ivy.
Good morning, Ivy. What's going on?
Nothing much.
All right. Are you ready to go online with us?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to check out a new website this morning. Where are we going, Mick?
We're going, well, two places, but one of them only briefly mentioned. So Olympics are going on.
Of course.
We're coming down to the wire here. I think it ends next week.
Closing ceremonies are on Sunday.
On Sunday, right. So it'll be over by next Tuesday. So if you're interested in the history of the Olympics and everything, you can go to the the International Olympic Committee, the IOC's website, which is olympic.org.
Okay.
And they have stuff going all the way back, photos and everything. There's no videos there, and it's a little dry, but it's good for doing research and finding out the history of the Olympics. But the better site, last week we talked about nbcolympics.com, and that was for the videos of everything going on.
Sure.
But for the better site for like the medal counts, like who's won, what's the schedule, it's a lot easier to use, is London2012.com.
Okay, London2012.com.
London2012.com. And it's a really good site, very well laid out.
Well, you know, I'm going to use that to find out when Elena is wrestling tomorrow, because she's the wrestler from Greenfield.
Right.
And I know she's wrestling sometime tomorrow. I got to narrow down the time and you know, when I'm supposed to watch.
Yep, you go across the top, it'll say sports, and then a pop-up comes up and you click on it, and then they have like a little slider thing, what time of day in London.
Yep.
You know, so you got to add 5 hours because we're in daylight savings time and they don't do that.
Right.
They don't do daylight savings.
No, they don't. They're different over there.
They are.
Which is fine.
They speak that weird English too.
They're good hosts.
They are. They're great. So, so I know we've been following the women's gymnastics, and that the finals for the floor exercise tonight is at 9:23.
Uh-huh. That's
time.
Ah, yes. We're doing really well in gymnastics this year.
Oh, my. We're killing. We're creaming.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
Is there a favorite gymnastics routine that you've been watching, Ivy? Or?
I like, well, not really a favorite gymnastics routine, but I have two favorite people. Gabby, who won the gold medal for all of
the all-around.
Yeah, she's very popular.
And
yep.
There was actually somebody on the U.S. team from Massachusetts who
sure.
I was really...
She's from Eastern Mass, isn't she?
I think.
Which one?
I can't really remember.
But what did she do?
Okay.
What did she do?
She did...
She's a member of the team. I think she was
all-around. Right. She was the second place.
Mm-hmm.
It was Allie.
Yes.
Allie.
You got
Allie.
It. Yeah.
Yep. Like from Natick or something like that.
I think you're right,
Mick.
We were
talking about that.
Yeah. I mean, the whole team is just incredible this year.
And the other thing they have on London 2012 is what they call the medal count. And right now China's in the lead. They have 64 and the U.S. has 63 total
medals.
Yeah,
they're just ahead of us.
Just ahead of us, but we're coming back.
Right. Usually, as you get towards the track and field events, China, they'll fall off. And
gymnastics as well. We've got a pretty good team. And the finals are happening today, so we may pick up another couple.
And we might get Elena winning a gold medal in women's wrestling, too.
Women's wrestling, that'll be cool.
I got to get caught up on women's wrestling. I don't know much about it. You, Mick?
I don't know much about it either.
Do they do the figure four leg lock in women's wrestling?
I don't know. The figure four leg, the what do you call it? The half Nelson and the
half
whole Nelson.
Maybe. Yeah. I have absolutely no idea.
The whole Nelson hasn't been done in years.
Sleeper hold.
The Malachi crunch. No, wait.
That's, Malachi crunch.
That's what
perfect.
Do you call it? What do you call it? The crunching derby.
Yes. I think I know.
Demolition derby.
Yeah.
So that's it. So London2012.com.
Very good. Going online with Mick from Montague Webworks. Of course, Montague Webworks is also a part of our 30 30% store. 30% store is online at the Bear Country website. The link is there. And there you can purchase gift certificates, which you then redeem with Mick at Montague Webworks. He's going to build you a really cool website.
It's going to work for you. It'll be easy for you to manage on your own.
Mm-hmm.
You just log in with your username and password, click the pencil, type a couple of things in, save, and you're done.
That's what you specialize with.
That's what it does, and that's what I specialize in.
Very good.
We'll set you up.
If you want to save 30% off your new website, head online to the Bear Country website and just click on the link to the 30% store and then search Montague Webworks. Ivy, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Mick as well. It's 7:55.